Hello?
Hello? Hi, is this Shannon?
Yes.
Hey, Shannon, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey.
Hi. I spoke with you about a week ago about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results.
Yeah.
I wanted to circle back with you. Have you changed your mind or putting any more thought into it?
No, I'm not interested right now, man.
Okay. Can I ask what's holding you back from putting yourself up there?
You're expensive, man. There's so many people that are offering it for two. I don't know how. Google has so many partners, man. That's why I get
there's
a phone call twice a day.
Yeah. There's four of us. They're kind of like they've been swarming this area for about a week and a half. Oh, no. Then you're getting contacted by SEO companies. Because the Google partner companies, they have like a specific badge. And they're all listed within like driving distance of the Google headquarters. So they'd be calling you out of California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you're getting calls from somewhere like Las Vegas or Colorado, you know, like Home Advisor, those are not Google partners. Those are companies that do either SEO or they sell you leads. It's a little bit different. I know you said you were doing Home Advisor though already. I've been following up with you since like March. Are you still doing that or did you cancel? You're still doing Home Advisor by Angie?
Yeah.
It's going good?
And I get a lot of calls from them.
Well, that's kind of like interesting to me because like their leads come from Google. Like, if you look up lawn care landscaping in this area, Home Advisor's up there. There's, like, 10 of you guys on their list, and they're selling the lead that they get from Google to, like, two or three of you at a time. So it's like you're paying for leads to compete with other guys, and then if you don't get the job, you still pay the lead fee. You know, if we list you independently, even if it was an SEO company, you know, you're in position to have customers call you directly without subjecting yourself to the lead fee. It's only $149 a month. On a month-to-month basis. So I think that would actually save you money and get you more exposure because more people are actually using Google and calling directly off of Google.
All right, do $99 a month and I'll do this.
I can't do $99. $149 would be like putting you on a friends and family plan. Like if you were my brother, that's like the best deal I can get you. But like I said, you got to think not just about what you're spending. You got to think return on investment. I mean, if we fast forward 2-3 months down the line, you know, you probably would have only spent $300 with me, and we would have matched or even doubled probably the production of leads that you're getting from Home Advisor. And then long term, I'm saving you all that money if you wind up leaving them.
I mean, how many leads can you guarantee me?
Well, Google doesn't let us guarantee you a certain number of leads because we're just putting you up there and telling them that you're the top recommended option. You know, but guys are getting calls from it every day. Just in the last 30 days, it's the peak time of the year, right? But just in the last 30 days, lawn care and landscaping keywords generated 1,812 searches in this service area. That's a 50-mile radius around you. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls. Like I said, I can't guarantee you calls, but, you know, even if you're like the worst salesman in the world, you know, these guys are already looking up lawn care, landscaping, and then picking you. Not to mention, you know, we're developing the .com website for you too. So we'll make a portfolio and have some examples of work that you've done in the past on there. By the time they call you, they should be ready to go. I mean, they're not going to look up landscaping and lawn care for fun and then start calling guys, you know.
Make me feel a little better. Do 129.
I literally can't. Like, I went straight to the bottom of the barrel. That's, like, the lowest pricing structure that we have. If I could, I would do it. I would just say, okay, let me get your foot in the door. Once your foot's in the door, I don't have to sell you on it, you know? You'll already be up there and generating the calls. Then, you know, I can come back and go, okay, well, let's expand your marketing, you know? Let's change it from a 50-mile radius to a 100-mile radius. Do $299. You know? But I can't.
And what slot will you guarantee me on Google?
It's first page placement. It's a Google Places placement. So there's only three guys that show there just next to the map. But how you're listed 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user. At the end of the day, we try to accommodate them and give them not just the top option, but the closest guy to them. So I can't say specifically you're going to be 1, 2, or 3. If you're searching from your specific area, then obviously you'll be showing up first. Google sends that postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification. And it'll be that Shawsville address if you're still there. And that kind of marks your center location. Yeah, so that's the start point for the radius. They basically draw like a 50-mile radius around that point. So, I mean, the closer you are to yourself, the higher you're going to rank. But you're always going to be on page one if they're within that radius and they look up one of the keywords or services that you provide. We give you 15 different keywords to list you for at a time, too. So it's kind of like casting a broad net. You don't have to rely on them just typing in lawn care or landscaping. You know, if somebody puts, like, landscape design, I don't know if that's something you do, or hardscaping, if that's something you do. Yeah, so that way it's not just you're going out pushing mowers. You'll have opportunities for larger jobs. Also, we could target some commercial keywords as well, too. I don't know if you're interested in trying to land a contract, but I know Home Advisor, it's Home Advisor, so these business owners, it's not Business Advisor, you know. They're not going there looking for somebody to quote them on those opportunities.
How long will it take to set it up from driving?
If you wanted to give it a shot, like if you give me the green light, I could have you off the phone in like 3 to 5 minutes, and then I mean maybe even quicker. And then I have to do a client interview for you though, or with you though, either later today or tomorrow. But client interview is where we just interview you, go over all the services you provide, the service area, and then pick your brain on how you want the website to look.
What?
Give it a shot? Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, this is a no-brainer. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, you'll love this. So I'm going to create your profile. What's your last name, Shannon?
Johnston.
J-O-N or J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's your email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because I'm putting you on this friends and family discount.
smlawnandlandscaping@gmail.com.
And then, do you have, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past or, like, a company logo?
Yeah, I have a bunch.
Okay. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead here. And then I'm also going to send you an email address. If you could send those in when you get some free time, that would be great. I'll use them for the website.
No, I'll send them in as soon as I get home tonight. Definitely want to.
Okay. Perfect.
Especially if I'm paying. I want as many pictures on there as I can get.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get it up and running as soon as possible. Like I said, once I got your foot in the door.
Well, man, I'm almost at a parking spot. Call back in 15 minutes and we'll just sit down and do it all together.
What do you mean?
We'll just sit down and do it all right now.
Well, the client interview technician is a separate technician, and they have to pull your keywords for your area. So we don't play the guessing game on how we get your phone ringing. There's a system called Google Analytics that they have to go pull all the landscaping and lawn care keywords, make sure we're not listing you for any duds, like any keywords that don't get traffic. So we want to have like the top recommended 15. I got to give them some time to pull that data. And then during the client interview, they present you with that, and you have final say on what you're listed for. So we do need to have some time between when you sign up and when we do the client interview. So that way we can gather that information. And then also I got to purchase a domain name for you. So it's not like I'll be able to do everything like right now. I just want to get the account set up and then I'll transfer it over to them, set the client interview time. We could do that later today if you'd like. I can.
But my net 30, when does my 30 days start? As soon as you get the website up, or does it start?
No, we start working right away because we have to purchase a domain name. So that actually costs money, like for your website. So we'll purchase the domain name, and then we're not charging you anything because of the friends and family plan. We're not charging you to develop any of the content or any kind of hosting fee. So we'll get the domain name, and we'll get your Google PIN verification sent out. We're basically doing it at wholesale cost because it's a friends and family plan.
Okay.
But I can get you into a client interview, like if you want to do it at 2 o'clock, I have a slot available with a technician if you want to get it going like really quickly.
Yeah, especially if I got to pay rent. I want to get it going as fast as I can.
Okay, hold on. Let me just lock this slot in real quick. Client interview, local splash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then it'll also send you a text 30 minutes before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. Like I said, I sent you my direct number and extension already. I could always reschedule it, but like we're saying, you know, you want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. It only takes 3 to 5 days to get the website up and running. So by Monday it should already be up and running, and then if you want to make any kind of revisions to it, we can go ahead and do that. Okay, so let's say save. All right, perfect. So you have that invitation there. I got that slot confirmed for client interview. And then the 786 Mount Pleasant Road, is that a good address to send your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want me to hide that address, or are you okay with having it displayed?
What do you think?
It's really up to you, but if you're always going to the customer, mostly, so there's no real reason for them to come to you unless you have, like, a brick and mortar or, like, a shop for them to look things over. I don't know. I don't think it would be necessary, especially if you got family there. You don't really want people showing up to your doorstep for no reason.
Yeah. Not the address, yeah.
Okay. It'll still say Shawsville, and it'll still say 24162, but I'll just hide the street address and deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. Do you usually spell the business name S and M, like the A and D spelled out, or do you put an asterisk sign there?
The and symbol, yeah.
Okay, yeah, asterisk. And then, are you an LLC or incorporated at all?
LLC.
Okay. And you want the LLC displayed, right? Looks more professional.
I don't ever display it, but I guess I probably should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it just looks more professional. You look more legitimate if you have it up there.
Okay.
So I have it as S&M Lawn and Landscaping LLC.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then the last thing I need is the hours of operation, and we could secure the listing. So how do you want your hours of operation listed?
Oh, we just morning work till dark, so I don't know.
7 to 8? 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
We work. Try not to work on Sunday unless we're behind. So don't put Sunday. Yeah.
I'll put Sunday, like, by appointment only. And then Saturday, how do you want the hours listed? 7 to 8 also?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll go 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday, Sunday by appointment only. All right. So that's all I need from you right now to set up the account. And then in terms of securing the first month payment of the $149, how did you want to do that?
I can give you a card number.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I'm taking it out of my wallet.
Okay.
It is a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4059.
5849. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0826.
8 of 26?
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
149.
Okay, and then I have to walk you through a voice verification because of the discounts that I applied. It's just an added form of protection for you, and I'm going to send this to you in writing right now with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or agree with, just stop me, and I can always rephrase it for you, okay?
All right.
So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Well, you want me to state what? I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. It says, can you please state the name of your business?
S.M. Lawn and Landscaping.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Shannon Johnston, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. So it says here in the fine print, it says 24 to 48 hours response time. There is a tracking system, though. So, like, if you miss calls because you're busy, you can go into the tracking system, and there's a pipeline, so you could always call them back when you're available. So just a little side tip. I'm going to send you the login information and a little YouTube video. It's like a 7-minute YouTube video that will show you how to use the tracking system. I'll send that to you shortly. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do ask you to give it 2 months when you first sign up, especially on a local campaign like this, but it's 1 month at a time. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 10th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $149 as part of a friends and family rate that I approve. It says when the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but you're going to keep that pricing structure of $149. So that's as long as you're with us. It won't go up or change unless you call in and say, hey, I hired some guys. I want to expand. I want it to like a 100-mile radius, right? Then obviously we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it does state in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So you should have a welcome text message there. It'll say, Shannon, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So you'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. All the products and features that we're going to be providing for you are outlined there. It's also been sent over to your email, and we have a hard copy on file. If you scroll to the bottom of that when you get some free time, or if you could do it now, it's just going to ask you to sign off on it, basically, to agree to those subscription terms.
Okay.
Okay. So... and then after that, we're basically good to go until the client interview. Or did you pull over?
No, I'm almost at a pullover spot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the line was like cutting in and out a little bit when we were going through the voice verification. Did you have any questions on any of it?
So on the website, I can get on there and change and edit stuff, or you have to?
Well, you can, but we definitely recommend, like, we have Google certified technicians in-house, and it's a Google site. So we definitely recommend, like, calling in, telling them what to do, and then have them go do it. They say it's called a revisions request. So our customer service line is attached to every email and text you get. If you just call that line, your number and email is already affiliated with your account, so we'll know it's you, and you can just say, hey, I wanted this changed on my site. You guys can do that, and then we ask that you let us or allow up to 24 hours to see the changes happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other guy will call me at 2 o'clock, you said?
Let me go back to the calendar. Yeah, it's basically like an hour from now.
All right.
And they already confirmed it. So I got to notate the crap out of this thing for like the next 30 minutes, and then they'll call you and go through it. And then you have my direct number and extension too. So like as we're going forward, I'll be following up with you like when you get the PIN, stuff like that. Not to bug you, but I just want to get everything up and running. Once it's all up and running and I see the first couple calls start coming in, I'll back off and kind of let you do your thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, call in. But I'm going to do my best to make sure this is your last online marketing stop. I know you talked to a couple people, and I really appreciate you giving us a shot, or at least giving me a shot. And so I'll try to go above and beyond on this. But communication is key, okay? So, like, that's not any business relationship, you know? So if there's anything we can help you with that has to do with your online listings or this campaign, like I said, don't hesitate to call. No questions or dumb questions. We want transparency. Our goal is to work with you long term, not just for a month here, right?
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Shannon. Yes, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your day, and then they'll call you in an hour here.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.